Happy Valentine's Day! Today's the launch of Nothing But Flowers from Literary Mixtapes, the Valentine's collection of post-apocalyptic love stories, brought to you in the best tradition of anti-Hallmark holidayism. My story, Scarecrow Man, will appear in the paperback and the ebook version. To enjoy 24 other wonderful post-apocalyptic love stories, you can go to the website www.literarymixtapes.wordpress.com. You'll get one story every hour for 24 hours. But for now, here's the beginning of my story, Scarecrow Man. Anthony picked the ham-flavoured beans from the Heinz can, one bean at a time, chewing each one the required number of times before stabbing the fork into the next one. He'd saved these cans, his favourite, for the last days of the vigil. Now he had no appetite to appreciate them. The fan in the laptop whined, powering up, the sound louder and more worrying each day. He intended to fix it around day 50 when the noise started, but the sound had become one of those constants he relied on, sheltered away in the ex-World War II bunker in his grandmother's backyard. Besides, tomorrow he was leaving. Tomorrow it wouldn't matter if his laptop overheated and shit itself. He stared at the can of baked beans and tried to force himself to eat. He needed all his energy to make it to the Barron River service station tomorrow. That thought destroyed what lingered of his appetite, and he dropped the fork into the can, pushed it aside, and clicked on the icon with Eloise's face. The welcome screen appeared. "Good morning, Aunt. Tomorrow, out you go." The words transformed him into a voodoo doll for the pins of his anxiety, stabbing deeper and deeper with each flash of the waiting cursor. "Breathe. Slow and calm. I am not my anxiety. I am beyond my anxiety. I transcend my anxiety," his therapist's voice instructed from within his head. "Now ground yourself in the present. I am unafraid. I am safe. I am free." He broke the stranglehold of hyperventilation with a long, strangled breath. Forcing aside the fuzziness of over-oxygenation, he typed "Good morning" into the command box. The few spare hours in the final days of internet connectivity were spent coding a program to display information randomly, in real time, sourcing data from chat and email archives. With the demise of mainstream power and the forced uptake of off-grid electricity, computers would run long after the internet stopped. Video conferencing reduced to text chat, and in the end, desperate emails over the Google servers. Then it was gone, taking Eloise and the chance to share one final gift with her. The typing icon appeared, and he was once again with Eloise. "Eloise, it's our anniversary." "Aunt 89. "Anniversary?" "Eloise, the first time we chatted." "Aunt 89. "Oh, how do you know?" "Eloise, don't you archive your chats?" "Aunt 89. "Should I? Isn't that a bit of OCD? "Eloise, it's just my personal preference. I can read them when you're offline. I can have you when you're not here. I've got concert tickets to celebrate." "Aunt 89. ?" "Eloise, Talking Heads reunion concert, streamed. Fave song?" "Aunt 89. "Nothing But Flowers. Love the idea of Pizza Hut covered in daisies. Trippy." "You?" "Eloise." "And she was. DB reckons he wrote it about a girl he knew. She dropped acid in a field next to a brewery." "Aunt 89. "If I ever go out, I'm going to try acid. Just once. Just to know." "Do you ever feel like you're missing out?" "Eloise. Now that I have you, Aunt, no, I don't want for anything. Fuck 'em all. Those that live on the outside, they could all die for all I care. Hey, here's your access code for the concert, before I forget. http://talkingheadsreunionconcert.com/120711. Ant paused the program, his finger on the mouse pad, the cursor hovering over the link. Every time the chat came up, he clicked the link, knowing there was nothing at the end, just a browser message informing him to uncheck offline to access the internet. Not today. He wasn't clicking it.